My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's an honor. I've always dreamt of doing it. That walk up 18 truly is the coolest, with the yellow leaderboards and the fans and the standing ovation. It really is the coolest, one of the coolest feelings I've ever had in my life. I got chills walking down and quickly had to zap myself back into focus because the tournament wasn't over yet. So, you know, I can't wait to enjoy this with my family.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you, Xander Schauffele. Not good for Bulldog or me. Unless you did what you did last time and bet him on the side.
I did not have him. I got the unknown guy, Daniel Brown.
Mm.
Still, I think after round two, he was maybe two back of the lead, whatever. He was right there.
Final group on Saturday.
Yeah. He was plus 2,200 on Friday after he had played. And I'm like, all right, I know he's nobody, but come on.
Where did he end up?
Made for me. Pretty far down. He ended up even, I think.
Okay.
It unraveled on quite a few. Shane Lowry had a very tough Saturday, back end on Saturday.
Well, Brown, he doubled 18 on Saturday.
Okay, right.
And that left Horschel alone.
Right.
-4, -3. So Brown didn't make. He had a one-shot lead going to 18 on Saturday, but he ended up not playing in the final group.
That's right. He was in the second. No, he was even further down than that, even.
There were a lot of threes.
Yeah, there were a lot of threes, and he was among them. Because even when I turned it on Sunday morning, like, I looked at the leaderboard Saturday after I thought it was done, but I think there might have been still a couple guys playing. Anyway, I'm like, oh, he's right there. Great. I get up Sunday, turn the golf on, and the mini leaderboard that they have with like six guys on it, he's not one of them. I'm like, what the hell happened? But I think as play started Sunday, a couple of other players got to three. But I thought I had a guy that was playing in the last group.
And I thought I had a horse.
He's not even on the page, but he was still, he was tied.
Yep.
So, but yeah, yesterday didn't go well for him. So,
but that was the first major of his life.
Right.
Pretty good week.
He was smoking his way around the course. He was smoking.
Was he?
He was smoking out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian wins the golf bet, having picked Schauffele, who was the third favorite. Brian sucked out on this thing because he did not have a lot of players who had good weeks.
No, that's right.
But
he was Schauffele was really the only hope he had. Scheffler was around to, you know, going into the weekend anyway, maybe even the same score as Schauffele at some point, but Schauffele was his biggest hope going into Sunday for sure.
There probably are a lot of casual golf fans who might think Schauffele and Scheffler are the same person. Sure. There's a Scheffler and a Shoffley.
Right.
And they're both out there winning majors now and
right.
basically dominating the sport. But they're different guys.
First time in a very long time. I don't remember the year now, but I just know it was a very long time that the majors were all won by American players, American-born players, all four of them.
Xander Schauffele winning two
right.
of the four.
And Scheffler and DeChambeau, the other two.
Right, yeah. Most of the, at Royal Troon, it's maybe, what, 10 times or so the Open was there. And most of the winners have been Americans over the years. I just have like all this golf trivia kind of crammed into my head.
You were listening we to took, it.
I mean, I love, there's almost nothing better. This I would really say. There may be nothing better for a long car ride when you want your kids to sleep. And even maybe your spouse.
Right.
Than PGA Tour radio. Which, I mean, golf is great for, you have it on TV on a Sunday and you take a nap. Right? Like there's just that soothing element.
I love it.
So the talking is kind of faster and there's more of it on the radio.
I will turn the golf on just because I want to take a nap.
We left, so we went to Saratoga for another lacrosse tournament on Saturday and ended up leaving in the morning, start the car, daddy's going to listen to the golf. I mean, it's the leaders don't go off for like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We barely heard the leaders play at all.
Right.
But it's on the whole day. It's on all morning. And they go right to sleep. My kids slept from maybe 6:15 when we left, a few minutes after we left, to 10.
After with, sleeping
like, all night.
At
yeah.
night. Right?
Yeah. They had their regular sleep. Right. And then with PGA Tour radio, they slept for more than half the drive to Saratoga, which, you know, brilliant.
Yeah. It works.
Good for them, good for me. I'm just able to right. enjoy my ride here, and right. weather was great. And so it
well, it's
was
not like they're an age where they'd be a problem if they were awake.
No,
it's
no,
not
no,
like
no.
little kids or anything, but still.
No, yeah. that's right. That's yeah. right. I'm not like hoping they sleep per se,
right,
but
right.
you know, you want them to
if
because
they're three sleep.
yeah, he's, my son is very good at sleeping in the car on the plane. He kind of is incredible. He's tough to wake up. He sleeps so well. Mm. And it's amazing. So we go. Lacrosse on Saturday, went to Lake George. Thank you for the different advice that I got. We didn't end up spending much time there because the tournament was almost half an hour south at Saratoga Springs. Saturday night, went to a friend's cabin up in the mountains, about an hour north. And as I mentioned earlier, no internet. I mean, no chance
right.
of the internet. Like just dirt roads. You have to know where you're going. This is very old school.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know where you're going. Because your map is going to die out, like
right.
you just have to know. And it was touch and go there for a few minutes, where it was getting dark, and it was up to my wife to know the route, because she's been there many more times than I have.
Okay.
But she did it. She nailed it. But I am still me. And we come to leave Sunday morning.
You driving a car or an RV here?
Car. I didn't
okay,
take the
okay,
RV.
You said something about having an
drove
RV
my
for
car.
The weekend. Okay.
Drove my car. I am still me, which means this. We know we don't really have too much map access here. My car will tell me which direction I'm going. And I know that we're going south to get to Saratoga Springs. It's like an hour south. So we get to our first turn off the dirt road our friends live
so
on.
Leaving the cabin.
Leaving the cabin.
Right.
And, you know, left is the usual way on this. It's Garnet Hill Road, actually.
Right.
Left is the usual way because left takes you to Route 8. And then 29 and sort of like the highway. No. I'm going right. Because right is south.
Uh-huh.
And I just will not go north. You know, these are miles between intersections. I'm going south. That's it. That's the direction we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an exact route. Sorry, kids. Like, I'm turning right. I'm turning right. Garnet Hill, we're going that way.
All right.
You go for a few miles, and then there's the sign. Pavement ends. And shortly past that sign, now it's a dirt gravel road, a couple of trees. There was all kinds of weather there last week. Like I know Rome with the tornadoes, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of that area was kind of beat up. There are these huge trees that are they're broken, and they're leaning across the road, over the top of the roadway.
But you can drive underneath.
You know, you want to time it right just in case. But yes,
yeah.
I could fit underneath.
Yeah.
But this is like the first few seconds of the dirt road, and who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I just said to my family, I just know there wasn't a sign that said no outlet.
Right.
So this is going to take us somewhere. The last time we went to this cabin, I did the same thing. And I don't remember what it was, but like, no, this is the right way. It's directionally accurate, as we say.
Uh-huh.
This is the right way.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up in a driveway. Not even knowing we were off the road. The road ended at a driveway. And there's a sign at the driveway that says, the Olsons.
Yeah.
And there's another sign that's like, guns leave.
Right.
Do not trespass.
I'm getting the Vancouver flag, Island vibes here now.
The flag with the snake.
Do not pass. Right. Don't tread on me.
That
right.
snake flag that you don't want to see.
Right. Yeah.
And so we busted it back. And then that's the worst because now I'm sort of, I've wasted this time.
You've been humbled here. You're going directionally accurate. Did not pan out.
No. The Olsons is a running joke in my family because the time Daddy, he knew better.
Right.
So here on yesterday, this was yesterday, I did it again. I'm like, this is the way to the lacrosse tournament. There's no sign that says dead end.
Right.
There's no Olsons yet. But yeah, I've got my daughter in the back seat talking about how she heard or saw on TikTok or something that polar bears and grizzlies have now mated. And there's actually a bear called the Pizzly Bear.
Uh-huh. Just throw that into the mix.
She's throwing the Pizzly Bear into the mix as we're driving under trees on the gravel to who knows where.
On your way to the Olsons.
Perhaps. Maybe you're going to make a return visit to the Olsons. She's like, yes, if the female is the polar bear, then it's the Pizzly Bear. And if it's the male that's the polar bear, then it's the Growler Bear. And I looked this up. This is all true.
Okay, I was going to say, this is starting to sound a lot like Tom Sitch with his lion-tiger combination.
If we had an animal draft, too, and Tom were a part, at 101 is going to be the Pizzly Bear. Yep. You would not want to mess with a polar-grizzly hybrid.
No, I don't want any piece of that.
So we're going for, like, miles on the dirt. Well, then we got through it.
So you got some validation this time.
I mean, for myself.
Right.
Maybe with you. Maybe with listeners. I don't know about my kids or my wife.
Family.
They're probably like, when is he going to learn? Just take the high road.
It's going to be,
She probably thinks, I have no respect for where I am. Because I'm up here in the Adirondacks where they don't have road signs and internet and whatever else. And I think I know how to get there.
I'm just going to go driving through these roads.
You know, bears and trees have fallen. And I don't know. Like, this could be bad.
Right. Yeah, the mountain roads, man. My wife took us when we were in North Carolina, Tennessee, Smoky Mountains a couple summers ago. And we stayed at this hill, unbelievable, like, I would stay at this place again any time. Just top of the mountain, just spectacular. But, you know, planning road trips, off the main road, but there's this pass and like, it's supposed to be really scenic and like, great. They're like boulders the size of my tires in the road. Like, okay. And it's, you know, no guardrails, one lane, dirt. Like, and she's just like, I love it. I'm like gripping the steering wheel. Like my hands hurt thinking about how hard I was like. For an hour and a half, I don't want to get a flat tire.
Right.
What if somebody comes the other direction?
Bears.
Boulders, bears, all the things.
Did you hear that, Ed?
We made it, though, but I was very tense.
Of course, I'm also thinking yesterday, this is good for the show.
Right, of course.
I might have a story. Right.
That was me in this narrow alleyway in Spain with the car, the rental car story I told you about the narrow road. Like this is going to be great. If I get out of here, this is going to be great.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a great story.
Great story. Brian at 6. Back to golf with Brian. Back to football after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.